to cause harm.
Blog Talk Radio.
The U.S. Senate's moving ahead with a full vote on the Supreme Court nomination of Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson. A procedural vote advanced the nomination today after the Senate Judiciary Committee's vote resulted in a deadlock. Jackson's now expected to be confirmed as the first black woman to sit on the Supreme Court later this week. Scott Carr, NBC News Radio.
For 35 years, Donny Coe Pet Clinic has provided comprehensive care for the animals of people in need. Funded by donations and powered by volunteers, Donny Coe Pet Clinic keeps overhead to a minimum to ensure healing is at a maximum. Please join Team Donny Coe and make a difference in the lives of people and their animals. Volunteer or donate today. Donny Coe Pet Clinic. Log into DonnyCoe.org. That's DonnyCoe.org.
And let's go ahead and take a look now at your alternative talk weather outlook for Tuesday. Well, we'll see a pretty much cloudy, windy, and thunderstormy day. Yes, I'm going to put that one in there. After 2 o'clock today, those winds still around 20 to 25 miles per hour, 30 in selected areas. High temperatures, though, around 52, 53 degrees. Tonight, a slight chance of thunderstorms and then patchy fog will roll in. Low temperatures down to a crisp 35. For Wednesday, after the fog burns off, we'll see partly sunny skies and high temperatures on the rise, around 57, with mostly cloudy skies for Wednesday night, lows down about 42. Thursday, partly sunny skies, highs around 65. Going to be a warm one.
If you are struggling in your marriage, just starting out in a new relationship, or are single and looking to do better next time, geez, have I got great news for you.
Hi, we're Tom and Stacey Bartley. We are the hosts of Love Shack Live, which airs on KKNW 1150 AM every Thursday at 1 p.m. PST.
Yeah, come on over and join us. We'd love to connect with you over there.
You betcha. We'll see you soon.
Time is funny. Sometimes it seems fast and other times slow. When it comes to time slots remaining on Alternative Talk 1150, time is running out. In fact, there are just a few primetime slots available. So if you want to host your own radio program, the time to call 425-653-1150 is right now. Nope, no time for excuses. Dial 425-653-1150 to find out how affordable it can be to host a radio show. Alternative Talk, we have an opportunity waiting just for you.
The views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. This program is sponsored by Dr. Pat Vasily and Transformation Talk Radio.
Tune in to Awaken Your Magic Within, reveal unconscious systems to discover your unstoppable freedom power. Join me, Tracy Lynn Wallace, on TransformationTalkRadio.com the first Tuesday of each month, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern, to gain insight, direction, and tools to uncover limiting beliefs. Get ready to step into your unstoppable power to discover and uncover your magic within. Welcome to Awaken Your Magic Within, reveal unconscious systems, and discover your unstoppable freedom power with me, Tracy Lynn Wallace. Through this series, we will uncover many of the unconscious systems and wounds which are the driving force behind lack and unworthiness. I am a self-love mentor, life coach, and author who's been inspired to share my experience from my own personal journey of excavating through the wounds and trauma to uncover my innate magic and power. If something is missing in your life, but you can't put your finger on it, join me now so I can provide you with insight, direction, and tools to create the fulfillment and bliss of a newfound freedom. Uncover Your Magic Within with Tracy Lynn starts now.
So I'm not Tracy. I was hoping you would jump in, Tracy Lynn.
Hello, hello.
Oh, my God. Look, I'm excited about today. This is Tracy's show, and I, Tracy Lynn's show, and I get to hang out with her. Tracy Lynn Wallace is the host of Awaken Your Magic Within. This is about how you reveal unconscious systems and discover your unstoppable freedom power. And I am so struck by this right now because it's like a super reminder. Today, all right, tell people what we're going to talk about today.
Today is going to get deep and fun and deep. But anyways, we're basically...
Can't wait, deep and fun. I can't wait for that.
So I just want everybody to, like, take a moment and remember when they were just a small child and filled with joy and happiness and wonder. And all of a sudden, it seemed to have disappeared. You know, we're not living in that magic in our lives. And so during this episode, we're going to discover and uncover some subconscious systems that have been running and keeping us from our magic.
Okay. Can I chime in here and then you take this away? I am not, I'm like everybody else, right? I have my moments where I think I am all in the groove. I got it going on. Everything is falling into place. But I'm no different than anybody else. And every once in a while, when I get to that place where I'm feeling a little bit down the court, something happens. What happened this week, yesterday, was perfect. So you're going to talk about this because we have to redefine traumas. We have to look at the baggage we carry, right? But sometimes we can be reminded by the oddest of moments. Benny over here sends me two pieces of email, and I'll have to write Susie. And my mail sometimes goes to KKNW, one of my stations, right? And I get two letters from a longtime friend and fan, Susie. Susie, I just need to say who you are. Susie Hutchins. And I get this, and I open it up, and there are two of them, right? And by the way, Susie has been one of the longest investors in the Dr. Pat Show in our history. Susie, I don't even think you know that, right? And I have created a separate fund just for every time she gives us her donation. But I get two different things from Susie, right? Just want to, if I could, I just want to show them. I get two different things from Susie. I get that, and I get this. And Benny happened, they didn't come at the same time. So Susie, it's not like I'm not paying attention. They have to come from KKNW, and I'm going to write you back.
Yeah, and we also thought Pat was coming in, but that kind of got stalled out for about a year and a half to two. So
it is more like 2 years, right?
I was expecting you, really, and I was like, oh, it's
like
2 years. No big deal. But we got it to
you.
Yeah, we got it to you. We got it to you.
So just when my baggage starts to show up in indescribable ways and reminds me of trauma in my life, you're going to talk about this, Tracy, when in 1 minute you're going to school us on this, I get this cool stuff. And Susie then writes, Dr. Pat, me thinks you're going to continue physically actually playing. So she's talking about Benny, do I have that in the frame?
Yeah, maybe back up to there. There we go. Stop right there.
It's a ping pong tournament.
Yeah.
Right. Take a brain break with... So whenever you're wondering, is anybody listening? Everybody's listening. But then I had to cry. So you're going to tell me about baggage and trauma today. Now, this came in December. And she must have been hearing me talk about the loss of a family member. Oh, my God, I'm not going to get through this. because you picked a topic today, and that's why I decided to share it during your show. How do you lose your magic? And you're going to help us be reminded of what it is. So she sends this beautiful, beautiful card again. I don't know if it's in the frame. And says, make the most precious memories of a beautiful life. And then she writes in, life lives or life lives bring comfort and peace. Now, it's not just the card. See, this is how I get reminded of my magic. When after 20 years, I start to wonder, do I still have what it takes? Do I still have the magic mojo, Tracy Lynn? How much baggage do I now need to get rid of in order to move forward? I get something like this. Mm. She's pasted things in the card, okay? Beautiful pictures in the card, every page, right? Then there's a little... She must have heard me talk about my grandma. Because there's like a picture of a grandma in the kitchen. When I bought it, I thought it was a cookbook. And then over here, Dr. Pat and family sending warm and caring thoughts, standing in with you with love, Susie Hutchins. And it's not just a note. She puts a picture of a crystal, right? Mm. Right? And this goes on. and then there's a rainbow and a kayak. Okay. So why am I talking about this? I want to ask you, how do we lose our magic? And how do we lose the magic, the baggage that comes with us, right,
mm-hmm.
that would continue to have us lose our magic? Because that's what you're the expert at. You're the one, Tracy Lynn, that helps people remember the truth of who they are. Now, spirit, God, whatever you want to call it, knew that at that point in time, I needed to get that particular mail. But can we talk about baggage for a minute? Because it is those pieces of baggage that we carry. And sometimes, I'll tell you, for me, sometimes it's like when you go to the airlines and you go to check in and you put your baggage up there and they're like, lights go flashing. No, 50 pounds. This is 60. Thank you for doing the show today. What can we learn about the baggage that blocks our magic?
Thanks, Dr. Pat. And first, you know, I appreciate you calling me an expert, and I want to say all of the things that I talk about are not from reading books and not from, you know, learning from other professionals. I speak from an experiential viewpoint.
That's why I called you the expert.
And I appreciate that, because there is no credential, no degree, nothing that can allow me to be able to share on this aside from my own personal experience. And as painful as it was, and I love, you know, ironically, I picked this background without even realizing, but, you know, we create these walls. We create these walls around our hearts and around our magic. And it's what keeps us from living the life that we are meant to live. And, you know, you talked about going to the airport and checking your bag. And, you know, for everybody out there, it's like, imagine planning this trip to some beautiful destination paradise, and somebody else has packed your bag. And you have to pay excess fee. And then you get to your destination, which is warm and tropical and sunny. You start unpacking and you find coats and boots and socks and hats and earmuffs and everything that you don't need at the destination that you were hoping to be at. And so what we're doing in this is we're unpacking those bags, because what has happened is that our caregivers, our parents, they've packed our bags for us. And we don't realize it consciously, but subconsciously, we are still carrying baggage from the age of 5, the age of 10, the age of 15. And, you know, getting into this whole topic, the most important thing for people to understand, it's like, if you don't give it back, you carry it forward. What does that mean? What does that mean? It's basically identifying the source of your programming and recognizing that that's not something that serves you anymore. So, for example, when I was 20 years old, I wanted to be a flight attendant. I grew up in dysfunction and chaos, and I just wanted to get away. So I get this job. I move out to California. I'm like, I'm free, like, done with all of that. No, it went with me. And it continued to live, to play out in my life. It played out in my relationships. It played out in my behaviors. It played out in, you know, running back to the family to get my fix of chaos. And those programs are just constantly running in the background. Whatever type of household you grew up in, we have this part of us that is still operating from that mind's, you know, the mind of that child, that wounded child. And so what I want to get into next is, you know, we all have some sort of trauma from our childhood. And when people hear the word trauma, they're like, I wasn't beat, I wasn't abused, I wasn't left out on the streets, I didn't witness something tragic. Well, I want to share with people what we call baby T's. And these baby T's are little traumas that become one pile on top of the other. And enough baby T's become a big T. And so environments where there's extreme emotional reactions, where you might have been ignored as a child, where perfectionism was expected out of you, and unrealistic demands, if you might have been bullied or if you were ignored as a child and not truly seen and heard, those are baby traumas, and those add up. And as people go through life and they have this hole in the soul, as I like to call it, and things just aren't working, and they just can't seem to get ahead, and they can't get to that life that they're wanting to, that's where this comes from. It's these baby T's, and there's overt and there's covert. And so if you take a moment and you look back at your childhood and you're like, you know what, I was never beat, I was never called names, I was never abused in any way, something still feels like it's missing, there was some covert abuse that took place. And like I was talking about, neglect. And as children, we're very subjective. So we look at our parents as higher power, God, they're perfect. And so if something goes wrong, if you get in trouble, so when I was a kid, I was a goofball. I loved to laugh. I loved to tell jokes. I was happy. My dad came home from work. He was uptight. He's just like, you know, quiet. I want quiet in this house. Well, instead of going, oh, Dad had a rough day, he's angry, it was, there's something wrong with me.
Oh, of course.
And so that's what this is all about unpacking, is identifying these belief systems that we carry, that we labeled about ourselves. We became the problem, right?
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't the adults. It wasn't the alcoholism. It wasn't the abuse. It wasn't somebody stressed out or a depressed mother. It was, I don't matter. I'm not lovable. I'm not important. I don't have a voice. And it just creates, like I was talking about, these baby T's, which, you know, I always tell my kids, I describe it like, if you take one little square of toilet paper, it's nothing. You can break through it. But when you stack one on top of another and another, and you've got to stack this thick, you can't penetrate through it. It's solid.
You know, here's something really interesting. This is how this works. This is how things linger. Now that I've listened to you, I really thought about what you said, and you're right about this. I mean, there is sort of the explicit abuse, the you know, not the covert, the just, you can see it in the way a mom slaps a kid in the grocery store, or you and your own family. Those are the more obvious things that get talked about. But there are these other things, and these other things are equally harmful. You know, I was dating someone for a while, and the stories they would tell about living in Pittsburgh and not having a winter coat and having to walk to school. I mean, on this, now, I've got to tell you, the resilience that that built was crazy, but so was the wall. I mean, and, you know, I thought about that, and we would talk about this, and I'd say, you know, my mom kind of almost did the same. I had to walk miles to go to high school. And back then, you know, you didn't dress the way you dress now. And those things last on you. They stay with you. But, you know, let's talk about the lingering. You know, my friend texted me this morning and said, did you see the article? And I said, what? Okay, like a million articles. She said, yeah, somebody just posted the question, did Linda McCartney like John Lennon? And I said, to be honest with you, what the heck are we talking about? Are we still talking about Linda McCartney not liking John Lennon and John not Lennon not liking Linda McCartney? And are those two talking about it? There's some third party. And I thought about this because we can hang on to a resentment better than a piece of chewing gum.
Yep.
Right?
Absolutely.
And, you know, what you're talking about is so critical. And I'm really struck by it because it's hard to tell how deeply down the rabbit hole we go. Because you're talking about things overt, covert. I'm so glad you're talking about that. When I study broken promises, it's always the explicit that gets talked about. Like, Tracy Lynn, I promise to have a matching background in the show. So I state that. And then I show up and I have it, or I don't. But that's really when you make a statement. Like, abuse is the same way. Trauma is the same way. It's like up in your face. But these other ones are more common, more insidious, and more difficult. Are they from your experience? Are they more difficult? Do we go into more denial about them than we would otherwise? And then does that steal our really cool magic stuff?
excellent question, and that's exactly what happens. It just, we don't even know about it. Denial is definitely comes into play, because when we start to face the truth, our structure starts to crumble. Our structure, our foundation that we built upon, that my parents had my best interests in mind and they loved me, I mean, that's when that stuff starts to fall apart. And my journey was literally, there was so much pain in uncovering the, and it's not about blame. Please understand, I want everybody to understand, it's not about blame. It's about accountability and then the effect that it has on us. So whatever my parents did, you know, I don't like the phrase they did the best they could, because they didn't. They did the best they wanted to. Because we all have awarenesses and we can always do a little bit better. But anyways, aside from that, just the effects that it's had on us. So like you were talking about the background, right? So you show up, you don't have a matching background with me. I get triggered, right? I get triggered. And my childhood wound I guess I'm not important to her, gets activated. When really, you couldn't access the matching background. It had nothing to do with me, but my wound got activated. And so I go straight to, I don't matter. She doesn't care about my feelings. It was, I'm not important. And so that's what I'm want to keep continuing to build on, so people can understand, when you get activated as a 30-year-old adult, 40-year-old, 60-year-old, 70-year-old, the more extreme the reaction, the deeper the pain. And so if people can start paying attention to when they get activated, right? Group of people from the office are going to lunch. They zip out. You find out, like, oh, they all left to lunch without me. Instead of going, oh, well, maybe they didn't see me. Oh, my God, they don't like me. Okay. They don't want to be around me. I'm not enough. You know, that's the insanity of these systems. It destroys us. It destroys our success. It destroys our relationships. It destroys, you know, our parenting with our kids, because we're doing the same thing to our kids that was done to us without even realizing. Like the parent that's like, I was beat as a kid, I'm never going to beat my child, and then they end up beating their kid. And it continues to play out. So what I'm, you know, sharing with the listeners and viewers is, you know, when you get activated, just coach yourself and go down that rabbit hole. Like, what do I believe about myself because of this incident?
Yeah. I love that we're talking about this. And just, you know, okay, so let's just clarify something real quick, if we could. You know, I am like you. I may have a few letters behind my name right now, but that has not been what I talk about. Once in a while, I'll talk about broken promises because I studied it. Why did I study that, Tracy Lynn? Okay, all right. So let's talk about baggage. All right. Out of every single construct in the world of psychology, so 13 years to get an undergraduate degree. Do you think, how do you think I thought about myself for most of my life? Okay, stupid. That's it. That's the way I thought about myself. All the way. Why? Stuttered. Told I was slow. Had a little bit of what do they call it now? Spectrum. Had a little bit of those behaviors, you know, chronic tapper. I don't even want to go into it. But here we are. So you go through life and you think, I can't even put a sentence together. And now I got a job that requires me to put a sentence together. So I try to hire somebody to help me write a sentence in my first clerical job with the phone company. I have the greatest bosses on the planet. They were angels. But it's still baggage. It still steals our magic. We have to find those things that can reinforce our magic, don't we?
Absolutely.
And, you know, going to school until I actually did go to school and passed some classes, that was not like my happy place. But can't each of us, Tracy Lynn, from your expertise, even when we are denied, can't we find our magic? Now, I will tell you that when you study the consequences of broken promises, better known as psychological contract violation, for a decade,
If you have not cleaned up your baggage around that by then, you never will. But this is what we're talking about. We can find our magic in the healing,
mm-hmm.
right? Can you talk to that? Can you talk to what happens when, you know, when we realize what we were denied? And what happens when we can heal that, right? Now, I have to tell you, I became an advocate for this particular areas and organizations. And when you have a passion to really understand something as a broken promise and you study it the way I did, and you do postdoctoral research and you win awards for it ad nauseum, and people want you to write about it, then they want you to teach it, and you wake up one day and you sit on a couch and say, I can't, I'm crusted over. And then you discover the magic of creating something called crust busting out of something that has so much baggage in your life you can't face. So talk about when we are denied these, what do? Do we go on a rooftop? Oh, my God, I just had a flashback on a rooftop when I was a kid in New York. We used to go on the rooftop, and we used to throw eggs down at cars. So that's another story. Thank you for bringing out my baggage. But you're laughing. You must have done it. But here we are, right? What do we do with this now? I don't want people to have to go to school for 10 years. Oh, Linda just corrected me. Okay, maybe it was 12 years. But I don't want people to have to go to school to study something. If you can help us understand toxic core shame and how to get from there.
Shame, the trigger word. Probably people are logging off now and signing off because that word is so uncomfortable.
Okay, wait, I'm going to help. Benny, can you find the song Shame, Shame, Shame? It was like part of the disco movement, because if we can play that, that's like a real dance song. Let's make sure they don't log off now.
Well, I love, and I'm dating myself when I say this, the Melissa Manchester song, Don't Cry Out Loud.
Oh,
you remember
God.
That song.
Oh, my God.
Don't cry out loud. Then
I didn't cry out loud for 4 years.
The next line, just keep it inside and learn how to hide your feelings. Yeah. And it became my mantra. It became my mantra.
Wow. Tell me about that.
I remember, okay, so I remember at 12 years old, I remember saying to my mom, like, I'm so angry. And she's like, you've got no right to be angry. And I was like, okay, all right. So that was it. And, you know, I was in this thing, like, when I was a kid, I loved blowing big bubbles. Hubba Bubba was the gum of choice. And I would blow these bubbles that just, I mean, they were a foot big. And get them as big as they could, and then they pop, right? And then I end up with a mess all over my hair, my face. And this is a perfect example of what happens when we keep it inside. We just keep building and building and building, and all of a sudden you see somebody driving the road, there's road rage. Well, this isn't about the driver that cut them off. This is about years and years and years of stuffing and stuffing and just filling that balloon. And then one little incident, people go sideways, you know. So not to bring up current events, because I'm just going to pass over on this, but the situation that happened at the awards, right?
Mm-hmm.
So Will Smith's laughing. It's a joke. He looks over at his wife. She gives him just that little look that probably reminded him of shame that he got from his mother. And he went to shame, and then he reacted like...
Yep. Yeah.
And that's what happens. That's exactly what happens to people. They go from 0 to 100 and yeah. And they can't even explain why. But it's that old pain. And so when we've suppressed our feelings for so long, it comes out in situations that don't warrant that kind of thing. And so when I talk about feelings as a child, if you weren't validated, you know, if you're upset, oh, you're fine, honey, or you weren't mirrored, oh, sweetie, like, you look like you're really sad, what's going on, you know, and you just get ignored, it's just, you're not seen, you're not heard, those are the things that just keep building up, and that's what steals our magic, because we've got these layers, this wall of, like, I can no longer express my feelings anymore, and it it is detrimental to who we are, because when you suppress the negative feelings, you also suppress the positive feelings.
Thank you. Let's stop for a minute. You need to say that again, because here we go with the five-star version of denial, which nobody talks about. This is this thing. This is people still want to talk about John Lennon and you know, Linda McCartney, right? This is like, okay, and Yoko Ono. I interviewed Yoko, and I never met a more forgiving and loving woman on the planet, right? And I couldn't believe how much bad press she got, right, about that. But you said something, and can you please talk about it further? Because nobody really talks about this, Tracy Lynn. We talk about, and let's talk about this when we come back from break. You know, we talk about being in denial about the bad things, right?
Mm-hmm.
But we don't realize that when we go into the range of denial, I call it the zone of denial, we don't realize, like, we're denying everything.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we're denying how I cried over reading this card from Susie. We deny over the fact that, my gosh, so many great things are happening. It doesn't even come to the forefront. So when we come back, I want to talk with you about that and how, if we can face this and get some solutions, our magic mojo comes back. It comes back because the reality is, does it ever go away? I'm going to let you answer that when we come back. But before we go, how do we find out more about you? How do people work with you? Tell us that.
You can find me at my website, inspiredwisdomcoaching.com, and I would love to invite everybody to join my VIP list. Sign up on that first page, and I will be sending, you know, I share stories and tools and tips and workshops and everything I'm going on. So inspiredwisdomcoaching.com.
I love it. When we come back, we're going to take a closer look at now what? Now what? In denial, carrying a lot of baggage, don't really understand, you know, and is it really like that? Is it as simple as a look from Jada Pinkett Smith from her eyes, or is it more like what Tracy Lynn is saying? What were all of the emotional triggers that showed up for Will Smith that had more to do with protecting and honoring Venus Williams and Serena Williams? What was it that Will Smith was carrying for all of the comments, all of the negativity towards those two women? All of you fill in the blank, and there were many. This was the last point. But nobody's really talking about all of the other things that led up to that moment. The moment where you become uncontrollable, the moment where everything about your trauma comes out in the physical world. When we come back, not only did he lose his magic, but we need to be talking about how we get that mojo, how we get that magic back. When we come back, all about unconscious, conscious action, and then reaction with Tracy Lynn. We'll be right back.
In that someday attitude, living the same day over and over again with no action? The Becoming You Show, big ideas that inspire, impact, and influence your life with Leah Rowling is for you. Tune in every Friday at 11 a.m. Central on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This show will have you feeling inspired to take action with purpose and intention. For more information and to get in touch with me, visit www.leahrowling.com.
Tune in to Awaken Your Magic Within, reveal unconscious systems to discover your unstoppable freedom power. Join me, Tracy Lynn Wallace, on TransformationTalkRadio.com the first Tuesday of each month, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern, to gain insight, direction, and tools to uncover limiting beliefs. Get ready to step into your unstoppable power to discover and uncover your magic within.
Have you been on life's roller coaster trying to figure out what to do next? Then join Greta, me, Yvonne, and the Realm of Being each Friday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Take the dust off your wings and fly to the highest heights in your thoughts and actions. Express your greatness. Be a champion for yourself, and we'll see you there on Shifting Impressions Conversations with the Realm of Being.
It takes courage to step into your calling and go for your dream. Sabotage monsters can get in your way, preventing you from reaching your potential. You can choose to struggle alone, or you can choose community and support, someone to walk beside you, meeting you where you are. If you are ready to make real and lasting change, Coach Christine Clark is here for you. Find out more about one-on-one coaching and group programs with Coach Christine at sunglowtransformation.com.
There is divinity within you. Join Lisa Belk on her show, The Unshakable Living Show, Supernaturally and Divinely Unshakable, twice a month, and find that divinity that you deserve. Lisa will help you feel encouraged, empowered, and realize that you're not alone on your journey. With Lisa, address the foundation, the frame, and the finish of your dream and become truly unshakable.
Hi, I'm Coach Martez.
And I'm licensed therapist with Adrena Lathan.
We want to invite you to join us on the Coach Martez and Adrena Lathan show, where we discuss understanding love, accepting truth, and changing your perspective.
Relationships are the currency to life, and so many couples find themselves broke in their relationships. We want you to join us for a lively discussion and practical tips and insights on how to turn things around and gain the marital life mindset.
That's a shame song.
That was it. That was it.
And we danced to a song that said shame, 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 and we loved it, right? Tracy Lynn Wallace joining us here today. Before we get rolling here, and we're really going to address, now that we know this, now what? How do people, again, find out about you? How do they work with you? All of the above.
I can be found at inspiredwisdomcoaching.com, inspiredwisdomcoaching.com. Actually, I have a free gift that I'm offering to listeners and viewers of the radio show, which is kind of like an intro, my little intro teaser of Awakened Your Magic Within. And so there's some great stuff in there about kind of identifying unconscious money blocks, and you'll have a list of feelings and emotions in the back, which most people don't even realize that there's so many different emotions because we have to suppress them.
Yeah. So, okay, I want to get back to this. I want to read it again because I think this is what we're talking about now. Because if we deny all the stuff we just talked about, then here also is what we're denying. Maybe you can weigh in on this. We're denying and this is from the card from Susie. Look at this without crying. And this is what the card says on the front. Because let's talk about the fact that if we're denying that, we're going to deny this right here that I'm reading, right? Tell me. May the most precious memories of their beautiful lives bring comfort and peace. May the most precious memories of their beautiful life. See, if we're denying the not beautiful life, then what I hear you saying is we just deny it all. And I don't want to deny this. I don't want to deny beautiful memories, beautiful life. I don't want to do it, right? Okay. So let's talk about now how we go from don't cry out loud. I didn't cry for 45 years. Well, not true. I cried 3 years when I was born, like 3 years, just cry. Then I stopped crying for about 40 years. But this is all part of emotionally restricted. And if we restrict, we're restricting our magic, right?
Absolutely. And so we've got this polarity between positive emotions and negative emotions. But the bottom line is it's all emotions. And so as you were talking about, when we learn to not trust what we're feeling, it's straight across the board. We don't trust that we should be feeling happy. We don't trust that we should be feeling joy. We don't trust that we should be afraid. And all of those feelings get suppressed. And it's you become more flatline. You become, just a walking zombie without emotions. And, my husband and I were at the casino a few weeks ago, and I never win more than, you know, a couple hundred dollars, and I hit a $1,200 jackpot. And I looked back at the way that I reacted, and it was just like, it wasn't like, oh, my God, I finally won, like, after all this. No, it wasn't that. It was just like, wow, oh, my gosh, this is cool, this is cool. And so I was able to look back at that and reflect and go, I have been suppressing my excitement and my joy. And what came up for me from that? When I was a kid and I would come home and I would win awards or medals or ribbons, you know, just our field day or whatever. There was no excitement for me from my parents. It was as simple as just like, oh, good job. Not like, oh, my gosh, that's so exciting. So why should I be excited for myself? I never learned that that's what a child needs. They need that range of emotions, of positive emotions, to be validated and mirrored, as I was talking about. And so as we, you know, kind of roll into the second thing, you know, I like to talk about, am I going into the third? Can I go into the third?
You're rocking it. I'm just letting you rock it. I've talked enough. People need to really understand what just happened when I got these two little bits of mail, right? Or what happened when, you know, all of a sudden I couldn't take on being a consultant and talking to more people about change management corporations. I knew too much. I knew too much. And I couldn't deny that I knew too much, but I didn't know what to do with it. You know, all of these, I mean, if you read 1,200 pages of interview notes from people that felt betrayal.
Mm-hmm.
All of that. But I didn't understand. So the best I could do was sit on the couch and say, hey, I feel crusted over. I'm going to buzz through my crust. Created a major brand from it. The first show was that name. How, though? I went from that to finding something that sparked something.
Mm-hmm.
So you just keep rolling, Tracy. Yes.
And that's what it is. It's like when you can just get that little glimpse of excitement like you were talking about, it's like being able to roll with that and being okay and not let those voices and that old programming of just like, no, you can't do it, don't do it, this is too different, this is foreign, this is, you might lead to success, it might, you know, it might bring you happiness and joy. And, you know, we have to, when we see that little glimpse of, let's call it glitter, right? A little glimpse of magic, we'll call it glitter. And being able to explore that more, because then we're tapping into it. We're digging and we're uncovering that magic. And, you know, stories, I just love this metaphor. So imagine you're living in a rundown RV. The wheels are falling off, the siding's coming apart. There's rotten food in the refrigerator, and that's what you've been calling home. And you've always wanted to live in a castle, and a big, beautiful house, a mansion, whatever. And so one day you decide there's a vacant mansion, and so you drive your RV in there. And on the outside, it looks amazing, right? Your neighbors are just like, wow, they have a mansion. Wow, beautiful. But you're still living in the RV because you've taken that baggage with you. And we tend to put on this pretty outside and coat it with, you know, clothing brands, sandbags, cars, houses, vacations. And inside, we're a hot mess. And so it's about getting honest and stop trying to fix on the outside what's wrong on the inside. Like, it's about going inside and really digging into that discontent, because people who are shopping all the time and, you know, oh, it's like you get that rush, right? Addiction, any kind of addiction. You get the rush.
Oh, my God, yeah.
And the next rush, and then another rush, and another rush. And all it is just hiding pain.
Yeah. I had a metaphor happen yesterday, but it wasn't a metaphor. It was for real. But it was a wake-up call. It was one of those things that you can't deny, and it really is the dumbest thing. So Abby came over, is doing some reading in the yard, and I've got a fence in the yard, and it really needs to be replaced, but it's actually not my fence. So I was going to paint a mural on my side of it, right, because that's like a cool thing. I love to do that, right? It's a big fence. I've already pasted, you know, the shed's already painted. So Abby's doing this. I'm looking outside, and half the fence falls down. Now, why? Because on the outside, it looked like it was going to be sturdy enough for me to paint that mural. But the rot on the 2x4s that were holding all the planks together were unseen, right? Until a wind here in the Pacific Northwest yanked that thing down yesterday like the Wizard of Oz. And I just thought, isn't that interesting? You know, how often do we paint the outside and think that the inside is strong? Isn't that what you're talking about? We can't do that. Because one way or the other, that inside will take about as much wear and tear as it could take, and then it can't take anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get a half a fence all over your new garden.
It's called living in the house of cards. Living in a house of cards. And one gust, and it all comes crashing down. And, you know, I have always kind of described it as, you know, here we are, this magic. We are this magic, right? And then we've had all these belief systems. I'm not enough. I'm not pretty enough. I'm not good enough. I'm not deserving enough. And it's like a coating of crap. Let's just call it that, right? And then what we do is we take pretty nail polish and we just paint all over the outside of it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's looks pretty on the outside. It's shining. It's glittering. But underneath that, we've got that. That's the layer that we need to discover and uncover to tap into that full magic. So it's like myself, 10 years ago, I was like, you know what? I want to be a life coach. I want to help people. I want to make people feel better. I want people to, like, you know, face their stuff. Well, this whole journey has been about me having to face my stuff, and I wanted to be a life coach, so I didn't have to face my own stuff. Because if I'm busy fixing other people, I don't have to worry about my own garbage. And it became very, very evident to me that that's what I did growing up my whole life. If I could focus, I could be the friend that was always listening. I could be the one that people came to. Everybody came to me. Like, Tracy, I got a problem. What should I do? What should I do? And I loved fixing everybody else, and I didn't want to face my own stuff. And so talk about the weak fence with the bad foundation. That was what came crashing down for me. And having to start, like, everything got leveled and having to start building on, like, I am enough. I am worthy. I am deserving. I am, you know, I am magic, and I'm a work in progress. I'm not anywhere, you know, close to done, but the structure has been dismantled, and it's been very painful, but it's been beautiful. I mean, the joy that I get to experience now, which is what I'm encouraging listeners to, you know, like, there's freedom. There's freedom through this pain.
Yeah. I want to talk about the freedom through the pain and the time we have left, because I want to talk about, and I want to paint a picture of what that looks like for people, because I know that when I think about what you're sharing, I know a lot of times we talk about freedom through the pain, and what does it look like? It looks like you and I doing a show, right? It looks like us having a voice to what we want to say. It looks like us being in service of other people. I mean, there's nothing that excites me more is working with someone like you to bring your voice up, to bring it out into the world, to have this message shared. And I would not be able to be who I am, and I've still got some work to do. I'm a work in progress. I'm going to be the first to tell you, so will Jessica and Linda. But even with that, right, even knowing that, every day is better and better and better. Why? It's that freedom thing you mentioned. Can you talk about what that looks like for people when we can get into that place of freedom? Because to me, writing an article about Linda McCartney and John Lennon, hi, John, today, why? I mean, is there a freedom in that? Maybe there's a freedom in the person that wrote it. But is there a freedom in me going back and thinking about whether or not, I mean, it may sound benign, but we latch on to things that trap us and jail us.
Mm-hmm.
So let's talk about the freedom road.
Yeah, we are in prison. I mean, that's and we hold our own key. That's what people don't realize. Like, you know, when you're in a situation where, like, let's talk about working in corporate America, right? Like, oh, God, I hate this company. Like, they're just controlling me. And, you know, I'm a slave to this job. And it's like, you have a choice. You know, my husband actually wrote a book called Velvet Handcuffs because it's just, it talks about how, yeah, how we, it's that bondage, right? It's the illusion. And there's some comfort in it. It's like the old worn down slipper, right? Like, oh, I love those slippers. I don't want to wear a new pair because then I got to break them in. Instead of going, but I want something different for myself. Mm-hmm. And so being able to identify and just catching, being our own observer, that's the best thing. Like we talked about in the first episode, just observing our thoughts instead of just letting them run rampant,
yes.
Observing them, you know. And one of the things that my husband and I always talk about is, you know, we have these buttons that get pushed, right? And we always want to blame everybody else. Like, oh, they pushed my buttons. Well, you know what? You can get rid of the button pusher, but you still got the button. And until you get rid of that button, somebody else will come in to your life and hit that same button. And those buttons are those wounds that we talk about. And so getting to, as soon as you start identifying them, and there's some great mm-hmm. books out there. You know, we talked about the emotional neglect, the covert neglect. Mm-hmm. Childhood emotional neglect is a fascinating subject to look up and just learn. Like, when I first discovered that, I was like, oh, my gosh, I had no idea. I had mm-hmm. no idea. Just not being validated, not being seen, not being, you know, like, somebody brushing out at the store the other day, and this little boy was like, Mommy, Mama, 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 and she's like, and she just kept ignoring him. He's like, Mama, 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 Mama.
Right.
And she just would go, shh. And this poor kid was just, he just wanted his mom to look and go, hey, papito, like, you know. And I just was like, this is how it happened.
This is how it happens. And, you know, we're not just talking about one of these, because usually when things like that happen, there's a pattern. And let's take a minute to talk about a pattern. You know, there are patterns that will help us unlock our magic, and there are patterns that will keep us trapped and deny us from having the freedom you talked about. Even if you can identify in a single incident, what did my mama used to say? Girls, where there's smoke, there's fire. So she'd be like that, right? And as we got older, we knew what she meant. So if I'm noticing one thing, then should I be looking for a pattern that needs to be corrected? Because if I am a lose my magic relapser, to use a recovery term, if that's me, then I know one thing, Tracy Lynn, that is not something I can fix by myself. That's where you come in. Because whenever I've been in those really tough spots in my life, I know I needed help, whether it was a sponsor, whether it was a therapist, whether it was a mentor, whether it was a business coach, and now I have all five. Because I know myself well enough that as high as I could go creatively, innovatively, a global network, you know, proprietary technology, I can also go in the opposite direction, mm-hmm. right? I will end up at the core of the earth and I will burn up.
Mm-hmm.
Nowadays, I don't go quite that far, but you know what I'm saying, right? We don't want moments that we will regret. Help us with some of that in the time we have left, because that is the pathway of freedom. Freedom is free from regret. It's free from shame. It's free from blame.
All of that. All of that. And it's standing in the truth of who we are. We are enough. We are worthy. We are deserving. And we are loved. And if we can stand firm in those, none of that other stuff gets to us, because we know who we are and we trust ourselves. And, you know, you talk about broken promises. You know, when you've got a parent, and I know I've heard this from so many people of like, oh, my dad would always promise to do this and he never did, or my mom would never be there when she said she would. And it's like, you learn not to trust. And when you learn not to trust others, you learn not to trust yourself. And so being able to identify those, you know, those systems, and, you know, went to counseling for years and years and years and years and years, and every time I went in, it was about putting out the fires, like the current fires. And then I switched counselors years ago, and this guy was like, we need to find out the source of the fire. We need to find out where that spark is coming from, right?
Right.
Let's go back into your childhood. And I was like, what? But that's it. And so, you know, to the listeners out there, if you are willing to do the work and you want to start, you know, you want something, you want to uncover or awaken your magic, you know, work with somebody who's willing to take you into that place.
Yeah. I love what we're talking about because I want to also be clear. One of the things you do is even though we may have to take a step into that place, that is not a place we stay long because I know you focus on getting rid of the baggage and getting out, right? Or if you got some baggage, maybe upgrade. Maybe you get some really cool luggage, right?
Lightning.
You know? Yeah, or maybe you get somebody to carry that baggage for you. No, that's a whole codependent. That's a codependent.
That's called marriage for a lot of people.
Oh my God. But you know, part of this is remembering that all of us have the magic within, and that is what we forget. Mm-hmm. That's what we forget. I want to ask you in these a couple of minutes left, again, please tell people how they can find out more about you, and then I'd like to hear your closing thoughts on finding the magic within.
I would love it for people to reach out to me through my website at inspiredwisdomcoaching.com. And like I said earlier, getting on my VIP list, which, you know, I share stories and wisdom and tools. And when I am offering workshops or courses, you know, I want to be able to help people through these blocks that and these unconscious systems that are holding them back, because there's a better way to live. And we are meant to live happy and peaceful and joyful and in ease. That's the way that we're supposed to be living. And so my new tagline that I came up with is, when you name it, you tame it.
I love it.
And it's as simple as just identifying it, and it just will dissipate, and then it no longer has power over you. That's, you're talking about being in prison. When you can name it, you tame it, and you are no longer a slave to that belief system.
Yeah, I love it. Thank you so much for everything today. Thank you for, you know, what you're doing to really bring out and really sharing your personal experience. You know, I've been doing this show close to 20 years, and it took me about 15 years to really share my own personal experiences for a lot of reasons. But what I realized is, how's anybody going to believe anything I say if I'm not relatable? Mm-hmm. And I am really like most people. I have been through the ups and downs of life, but I think there's one thing you and I have, and what you do with your clients is you give people the magic of perseverance. And that plus freedom is a ticket to greatness.
You've been listening to Awaken Your Magic Within with Tracy Lynn Wallace. Join me every first Tuesday of the month at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to awaken your underlying power by shattering unconscious limiting beliefs which have been influencing your life. There is an innate part of you that thrives for love, happiness, and success. It is your birthright. The choices you make now have the ability to empower you to see things from a higher perspective. Visit me at inspiredwisdomcoaching.com. That's inspiredwisdomcoaching.com.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. Contests are the responsibility of the host of this program and not KKNW. This is Alternative Talk 1150 AM, KKNW Seattle, and KNUC 98.9 HD3 Seattle.
And good Tuesday to you. Betty Mathers here for a look at your Alternative Talk AM 1150 traffic update for Ramstown. Over on 169 westbound at 174th Avenue Southeast, a recent incident partially blocked in the right hand of the lane still. It's responsive and the State Patrol are on the scene to take care of that incident. And stay tuned coming up next. After the news and weather, it's another hour of the Transformation Talk Radio Network. This time, it's Why Wait? Look Better and Feel Better with your host, Georgette LePage.
NBC News.
Radio. I'm Scott Carr. The president of Ukraine is loudly condemning alleged Russian atrocities in his battered country. Speaking virtually to the UN Security Council, Volodymyr Zelensky today said Russia's been targeting and killing civilians, including children. He called on the UN to do its job and to maintain peace.
It is obvious that the key institution of the world, which must ensure the coercion of any aggressor to peace, simply cannot work effectively.
Zelensky particularly referring to Bucha, where hundreds of civilians were found dead, and again he accused Russia of committing war crimes. Police in California have made a second arrest in the mass shooting that happened in Sacramento early Sunday. 27-year-old Smiley Martin was arrested by detectives today, the brother of Dondre Martin, the first suspect arrested in the shooting that left six dead and 12 injured. Smiley Martin was found at the scene with serious gunshot wounds, taken to the hospital. Jury selection continues for the convicted Parkland, Florida school shooter's penalty trial. Broward Circuit Judge Elizabeth Scherer says it could take months to seat 12 jurors and 8 alternates to decide if Nicholas Cruz should live or die.
Due to the length of the time that this trial is going to take, we are doing jury selection in phases, and this is phase one.
Day one of jury selection saw several unusual dismissals. One woman started crying when she saw Cruz in the courtroom. Jurors are expected to be seated by May 31st. Former President Barack Obama is speaking at the White House at this hour. He's talking about the success of the Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare. It's his first visit since leaving office in 2017. Tiger Woods says he feels like he's going to play at the Masters in Augusta this week.
As of right now, I'm going to play 9 more holes tomorrow.
The 15-time major champ hasn't played on the PGA Tour in over 17 months. Scott Carr, NBC News Radio.
It usually takes 40 years for breakthroughs in natural health to finally make their way into standard medicine. Be way ahead of the curve by listening to the cutting-edge experts who are my guests on the Healthy by Nature show. I'm certified clinical nutritionist Marty Whittaker. We want you to stay healthy and feel your best doing it.
Healthy by Nature, Thursdays at 7 a.m. Learn more at hbnshow.com. That's hbnshow.com. And let's go ahead and take a look now at your alternative talk weather outlook for Tuesday. Well, we'll see a pretty much cloudy, windy, and thunderstormy day. Yes, I'm going to put that one in there. After 2 o'clock today, those winds still around 20 to 25 miles per hour, 30 in selected areas. High temperatures, though, around 52, 53 degrees. Tonight, a slight chance of thunderstorms and then patchy fog will roll in. Low temperatures down to a crisp 35. For Wednesday, after the fog burns off, we'll see partly sunny skies and high temperatures on the rise, around 57, with mostly cloudy skies for Wednesday night, lows down about 42. Thursday, partly sunny skies, highs around 65. Going to be a warm one.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. This program is sponsored by Dr. Pat Basile and Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Why Wait? Look better, feel better, be your best from the inside out with me, Georgette LePage. Tune in each month as Dr. Pat Basile and I discuss topics that are often seen as roadblocks to weight loss. Each discussion will offer you practical solutions for transformational changes. Being healthy doesn't have to be hard or impossible. Empowering yourself with new strategies and new ideas can jumpstart your healthy journey and bring forth a tidal wave of joyful, positive results. I live and breathe what I teach. Allow me to be living proof of what can work for you. Your brain is your best asset, so you'll learn how to take charge of your thoughts, feelings, and actions. Are you ready for the real results you want? We'll see you there.
Hey, everybody, welcome. It's so great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. We have a great show lined up for you today. It's a very important show. And, you know, you're listening to Why Wait. This is the show, Look Better, Feel Better, Be Your Best from the Inside Out. And the host of the show is Georgette LePage. And just if you don't remember who she is, one of the things you may want to know is this is her body of work. This is her passion, her life's path. And it's not always about, you know, being healthy and, you know, how hard it is to do that. But it's about understanding how we discover the joys of healthier body, mind, spirit, all of that together. She has a phenomenal coaching platform. And every day, this is about messaging, which has to do with empowerment, new ideas, strategies, how to jumpstart our journey. But more importantly, the mental and physical health that come forward to allow us to live a more joyful and positive life. And she does this from a number of different ways. Why Weight, W-E-I-G-H-T, is about the ongoing battle we have with ourselves about how to look better. And, you know, a lot of times we don't even want to take that on. Today she's taken on a very important topic, and it is one that people are attempting to look at now. There is a reason why so many people have not gone back to their old jobs. I have a couple of friends, and they are not going to go back to where they worked, and they're very clear about that. But they do not know what their future self looks like. They're attempting to find it out. Today, Georgette is bringing to us this show, My Future Self. Who is she and what is she like inside and out? And Georgette, we have a very super cool perspective and way you're looking at this. You're actually going to use an iconic figure that is near and dear to your heart. Tell us about that. Tell us about her.
Absolutely. Hello, everyone. And we are so excited. Today is a huge topic. It's perfect timing in the world. Great time for people to kind of dig in and decide, okay, things are not back to normal, but they're a new normal and we're moving forward. And what would you like that to look like? Probably something that, you know, usually we don't stop and think about. We just go. So perfect time in your life right now to take a look at where you are and, most importantly, where you would like to go, who you would like to be inside and out. So just to kind of give a little jump start, 4 years ago, I decided to sign up for a free tennis lesson here in our neighborhood. And I knew nothing about tennis. It looked fun. I had a racket but never used it. And I decided to kind of dig right in. And it's 4 years later. I'm much better than what I was. And I have a great group of friends from it. And it gets me outside, gets me motivated. And something also came from it. I learned a lot about a special lady who I admire greatly, and I really put her up on a high pedestal because that is Serena Williams, and I have learned more about her because I'm so interested in how she operates and what she thinks and how she is just in love with being herself, and that is a big piece of what I try to do when I work with people, when I coach them, and it's not an easy thing, and I've learned a lot about her. And just to watch her and watch how she handles herself is a lesson for everybody. So I'm going to weave that in today because we have a lot to dive into to talk about.
And, you know, what was it about her that caught your attention? Because, you know, of course, you know, many people are talking about the film, but this, she was somebody on your radar even before that, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes. I know. I remember even before I started to play tennis, I was just in awe at how she and her sister just became such superstars. And that's, you know, we never all really know the backstory, but I've learned the backstory and I've learned what hard work and dedication she put into that and how she was trained from a very young age for so many great life skills. And the thing that sticks out the most to me is how she is so confident and how she loves herself. And she doesn't really care what other people think about her. She is who she is. That's the thing that sticks out the most to me. But I admire her greatly. And every time someone puts her down or criticizes an outfit or, you know, he came back too fast after having a child, I just watch and see how she handles it. And I admire it so much, so very much, because we could all learn from that. As we talk about that today, we'll have some ideas for that.
Yeah. And, you know, part of the conversation today, if we could you just kind of recap it for people, is we're going to talk about, you know, how this woman really sees herself, you know, and how does that relate to many of us? I mean, this is the question we have to ask ourselves. What does my future self look like and feel like? Isn't that the question that you're exploring with people, with clients, but also really having a sense of how that played out for Serena Williams?
Oh, absolutely. It's a great question to ask someone, to have someone ask themselves when you start to work on a goal. It's first of all to see where are you now and where do you want to go? What's your what's your big end goal? Where do you want to get? How do you want to get there? That's how we figure it out along the way. And for Serena Williams, what we see now, you know, how famous she is and how what a great career she has had, it started somewhere. She just didn't all of a sudden have all of that and do all of that. She had to work really hard, and she often had to work when we didn't really know about it. She just did the work. I just admire how she, I mean, if you were to watch the movie, I ended up watching the movie so I could learn more about her too. That's what she lived and breathed, was her tennis, and the discipline that she had to have for one thing helped her for other things too. I mean, she carried it over, which is a great thing when you learn a skill. You can use it for many different things. So maybe something you're working on for weight loss can help you with a relationship.
And, you know, her journey, there are some things in her journey that we'll probably touch upon today, you know, and that there are things that people don't know. You know, they don't know the battle she had with her daughter, right? And, well, let's just say giving birth, right? Because that was a near-death experience for her. I can't help but wonder, as we continue to talk about this, you know, how many different things showed up in her life that we would call obstacles that she has moved past. You know, I want to ask you about this for a minute. You know, you saw the movie, and we certainly have found out much more about that. How strongly did envisioning her future self play in shaping, shifting beliefs and practices for her, and definitely confidence for her?
Yeah, I think that was huge. She was patient enough to put the work in, patient enough to watch her sister go first, and then patient enough to wait until it was her turn to shine. So she just kept after it. She put herself in competitions when her parents didn't know. They were at the same place for her sister, and she would be in a competition. So she just laid the groundwork. She was very wise about it. It was very calculated, and she never gave up. Even when it wasn't her first moment in the spotlight, it was her sister's, it became hers. And in the end, it was hers. So she put the work in.
Yeah.
I mean,
you know what I'm struck by? I wish you'd talk about it for a minute before we go to break, is, And this is not publicity, I just want to say. This is very real. The bond between the sisters, and of course, for those of you that don't know, if you're just tuning in, you know, what Georgette LePage is talking about today is really talking about, you know, my future self, who is she and what is she like inside out? And when I think about this story and I think about people, if there was anyone that I could point to in that arena that would have a reason for resentment, it would be Serena Williams. Just say it.
Yeah, absolutely.
That is not what happened between these two or the family, is it?
Not at all. Not at all. In fact, I have three sisters, so I understand the sister aspect of it, and in our family, we use it to our advantage. It is not something really. We're not competitive in an unhealthy way, nor was Serena. She was patient and waited and let her sister go first, but that didn't stop her from wanting to be the best at what she could do herself.
It didn't stop the love between them either.
Did not. In fact, it probably made it stronger because they had to stick together. They almost took care of each other, like, all along the way without some big outward showing of it. It just was natural for them. In fact, for the whole family.
Yeah.
For the whole family. So it shows you that when you have a goal, it's great to have support. And it's great to be around people that want you to succeed. Her entire family wanted her to succeed. And that helps. That really does help. When you have backup, when you have people behind you, if you're trying to exercise more or lose weight or just get your lab results down to a healthy level, it really helps to have support. And I saw that with that family. It was amazing. It was something I'd not really seen before that strongly.
Yeah. You know, we're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to talk more about, you know, what is it about this pop culture story? And it is pop culture, but it's even more than that. You know, it is quite universal. And now I think, especially with the film, you know, people get to see some of the unspoken, untalked about, actually truisms of what it was like to be her, become her, and become her still. When we come back, what Georgette's going to share with us, what are some of the beliefs? What are some of the practices? How do you build that level of confidence? But then here's the burning question that a lot of us have really had to face. What do I have to give up to become the new me? This is a really important question because maybe you're thinking I don't have to give anything up, but maybe there might be. When we come back, we're going to talk with Georgette about what she found about the cost of getting the results we want. And there may be. But it depends on how you're thinking about it. Benny, let's take a short break. We'll be right back with Georgette LePage.
Imagine what it would be like to turn your pain into purpose. Tune in to Transformation with Martinet every second and fourth Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Martinet and her guests are here shining their lights today through empowering stories of hardship and transformation. Begin to see your life in a new light. Visit MartinetEmmons.com and tune in every second and fourth Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific to Transformation with Martinet. You're driven, and it totally shows. Your career is taking off. You're killing it in the mom game. But did your health needs make it on the plate this week? Tune in to the Boss Up Babe radio show, where Carissa Adkins helps babes show up, boss up, and thrive. Every second and fourth Tuesday at 12:30 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Become the boss babe you were meant to be. To sign up for one of Carissa's group coaching programs, visit 365dailyhustle.com. Illuminate your inner framework now with Shelley Hofberg and Stephanie Salt on the show Intuitive Diagnostics on Psychic Horizons. For you to find the keys to your highest path, it is vital that you see what is happening within your inner metric of you and those around you. They'll help you utilize soul architecture so that you can unravel the highest plan of life actualization for you. Manifest your unique life mission now every Thursday, 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. We figured by the time we turned 50, we kind of had life figured out, but we were not prepared for the realities of midlife. Tune into And That's When I Realized, the truth and comedy of midlife, with me, Susan Dolce,
and me, Leon Dyer, every second and fourth Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You're not alone in these challenges, and sometimes you just gotta laugh.
Find us at SusanDolce.com
and LeonDyer.com.
Have you known that you're on a soul path, but often wondered why you don't have the insight of how to go from here to there, or whether or not what you're doing is going to take you to where you want to go in your soul's journey? Damayante is the show for your soul. Damayante speaks to your soul, connects with your soul, and shines a light for your soul. Damayante, the show for your soul with Sarah Main, brings you insights and a pathway to your soul's journey on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
When trauma is stored in the body, it can subconsciously affect and determine our life experience. Learn how the mind connects with the body and how you can pursue your own healing and growth so that your light shines brighter than ever. On the Law of Attraction Traction with host, my mom, Green Bear Phil, every third Tuesday of the month at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. To learn more about Corinne and her services as a holistic heart-centered counselor, visit KorinneBierfeld.com.
welcome back, everyone. Welcome back. Conversation we're having. And by the way, you can certainly weigh in, 1-800-930-2819. Give us a shout. You know, today we're talking about my future self. Who is she and what is she like inside out? And this is Georgette LePage's show, Why Wait? Look Better, Feel Better, Be Your Best from Inside Out. Georgette, before we really talk about, continue the conversation about Serena Belief practices and what do I have to give up? How do people find out more about you and the work you do?
Good question. And my website, georgettelepage.com, will have lots of resources for you, all the articles I write, my blog, how to get in touch with me, and the programs that I offer. I would love for you to check out all the content on there and see if we might be a match. And if so, you can, there's a way to email me there, and that gives the information is there. And we can set up a little discovery session so we can kind of talk more about what I would offer you. So I would love if you could come and find me.
Awesome. Thank you for this. And thank you for taking on this conversation today, because this is a question that we are so afraid to face. And it is my future self. And yet, on the inside, we may be longing to know what that could look like, what the possibilities. Can you, you know, talk a little bit more about, you know, Serena, of course, but what did she, you know, what did she learn about herself, beliefs and practices? And did she have to give up something to become the new her?
Yeah. That's a great question, and there is a cost for you for getting the results that you want. It's not necessarily a bad cost. I'm here to tell you that part, but there are things you have to face. There are things you have to perhaps kind of negotiate a little bit with yourself. For example, you know, when you're going to lose weight and you've got a plan, you've either figured it out or you've worked with a coach or someone to help you, what does that mean that's going to have to be given up? What's going to have to help you to move forward? Is it that you're going to have to hang out with different people who support your goals? Might you have to change where you spend your time? Maybe you're not going to be going out as much to eat as you normally would have. Would you be spending more time outside exercising as opposed to inside, maybe watching movies and doing different things? That's just one little angle. You really have to ask yourself, how important is your goal? Is it worth this? Sometimes it's not a thing that you have to give up. Sometimes it's a thought. You might have to give up the regret. How did I get here? That's a big one. Maybe that's slowing you down. I can't understand why I'm 20 pounds overweight. How did I get here? You know, by talking that through and facing and leaving that behind and moving on, you are able to move on. And I know, back to our friend today, Serena Williams, when I saw what she had to give up, she did have to give up a lot of things. She did not live like every single child and teenager later did. She had tennis every day, and that was her focus, her studying and her tennis, and she was very structured and disciplined. She had to give up, you know, sometimes the time with friends. It was with her family mostly. And, yeah, I mean, her family kind of set it up that way, that this was going to help her to be successful. And also she had to give up caring about the opinions of other people. Mm-hmm. And that was big. And that's a good one for all of us, too, mm-hmm. because you have to really ask, is that important? And I know we'll be touching upon that, but you know, how much does someone else's thought about what you're doing count?
Yeah.
And it kind of gets into people-pleasing, too.
Yeah. And, boy, it's never been more prevalent now than it is now. I mean, now we live in a world where if you are, and it doesn't matter what age you are, I mean, we have children at very young ages posting on social media, right? Or at least knowing how to post on social media. So it is now a part of our life. This digital age and this digital world is so much a part of our lives, and yet we have not learned the skills. First of all, we don't do very well at learning soft skills at all.
Right.
But Serena did. She learned about, you know, how to look situations that come up,
how to, you know, face situations, how to be confident in who you are. And, you know, I was really struck by that more than anything, because we just have not wrapped our minds, our hearts in any kind of training / education, socialization around that. It is a real hot button for generations and past and generations to come. Because someone will always have something to say.
Right. And also, in this day and age, everybody wants everything fast without doing the work. And some patience and good old-fashioned hard work together can get you to your goals. You may see someone on social media that looks absolutely perfect and wonderful and fabulous, and we immediately think, oh, you know, easy for them. We don't know that. You don't know that it didn't take 2 years for someone to do that work. And sometimes people portray images that are really not very truthful as well. You'll just see all the good, and you don't see the hard days. You don't see the days when kind of things went off the rails a little bit. But a little bit of patience as you navigate through social media and, you know, with people will help you to kind of keep your focus on your own goal and not to worry as much about what's going on around you. I call that staying in your lane. It's one of my favorite things, you know. But, yeah, I just we saw that with the amount of discipline that's needed to reach any goal, whether it's a fitness goal, a nutrition goal, a health goal. You just have more focus when you have an idea of how important it is to you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, the other day, well, actually several weeks ago, Mark and I were thinking about what are the things important to us. And we have a variety show that we do on Thursdays. And out of the blue came something very different than what we normally talk about. And I think when we're investigating this question, who are we, what do we want to give up, you know, what do we give up? What do we hold on to? And then the question then becomes, and please address this, how serious are we in investing in ourselves? And I'm not just talking about time and energy, but how willing are we to invest in ourselves, even financially? Because that was something I had to face, right? And then... was there a cost of being Serena Williams, making less money than others? How did she deal with that, right? Yeah. Because this is a journey in the world of professional athletes, or shall we say professionals in our pop culture. There is a disparity, and that disparity is either addressed or it isn't. The question is, are we willing to give that up to be who we are?
Yeah, that is huge. That is huge. And also it means making some changes.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if the average person isn't too excited about changes, our brain likes to keep us safe.
Mm-hmm.
Our brain likes to keep it certain. And so we are constantly probably, you know, kind of going round and round with our brain. Our heart and our mind are two different things. Our mind wants one thing, and sometimes our heart wants the other. But you have to really examine, you know, what the cost is to you, and is it worth it? Is it worth some time? Your time is valuable, too. We didn't talk about time yet.
Yep.
How much time are you going to invest in this, you know? And nothing happens overnight. It might look that way because that's our society. We like everything to be quick and easy. But in reality, the things that we put time into and that are important to us are worth the wait.
Yeah.
They really are.
And, you know, it's interesting because there's a lot of conversation about salary and salary disparity, and certainly in terms of athletes. But, you know, it's really interesting, you know, another woman that I'll mention briefly and how she addressed this, when Jennifer Lawrence was asked about the disparity between her salary and Leonardo DiCaprio in the movie Don't Look Up, you know, she answered this question very interestingly and really shut a lot of people up, right? Because everybody thought there'd be a controversy about it. But she says, Leo brings in more box office than I do. I'm extremely fortunate and happy with my deal. And I love that level of integrity because it really leads to the integrity question around Serena Williams.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody, and maybe you can fill us in because you've done research on this when we come back.
Yeah.
I do not think anybody is talking about lack of integrity, fill in the blank, Serena Williams. I don't think it's like even in the same sentence, right?
No.
And one of the things that you're going to talk about and help us with is how she was able to do that and how we can do it. So is this true for all of you? Are you ready for this before we go to break? Is this true for you? What people think of you is none of yours or their business. What people think of you is none of your business. I love that little
what that's
people
a big
think
one.
Of you is none of your business. Okay, take that in, everybody. Take that in. Because it was the number one, it was one of the first obstacles for me in 2003, and I faced this demon early on, and I have not looked back. Yep. What you see is what you get. Let's take a short break, Benny, when we come back. Everybody get ready for that. What people think, none of your business. Right? We'll be right back, Benny.
Have you heard about shifting the collective vibration and consciousness on the planet? Join me, Kimberly Barrett, on the Sharing Love and Light Show every first and third Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern at TransformationTalkRadio.com to explore the depth of vibration and consciousness on our planet and learn how you can shine your love and light. To learn more, visit SharingLoveAndLightShow.com.
Healing has a ripple effect. One person's healing affects everyone around them. This is where the power of sharing our stories can be so important. Tune in to Playing on the Edge Radio with Megan Edge each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Megan provides you with ways of sustaining radical and powerful changes in your life. Enact the power of radical change. To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
Tune in to Knowledge Book Radio with host Marge Potasek, the fourth Tuesday each month at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Through many experiences, Marge was led to the Knowledge Book, a gift to humanity in its transition to the Golden Age that provides truth and answers. She now shares information from the Knowledge Book with you monthly on TransformationTalkRadio.com on Knowledge Book Radio. For more information, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net.
Tune in to Awaken Your Magic Within, reveal unconscious systems to discover your unstoppable freedom power. Join me, Tracy Lynn Wallace, on TransformationTalkRadio.com the first Tuesday of each month, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern, to gain insight, direction, and tools to uncover limiting beliefs. Get ready to step into your unstoppable power to discover and uncover your magic within.
Sometimes being human has its challenges. Our physical health falters, our spirits sag, our dreams don't immediately come to fruition. Welcome to the power of Maximum Medicine Radio. Join me, Doc Martin, in conversations that will blow your mind about healing. In our hit show, Doc Martin addresses the scientific with bridging to the mystical approaches to give you a new narrative about maximum medicine. In this live call-in show, we will journey into the extraordinary genius of the human body and talk about other beliefs that impact being your multidimensional self. We seek the seen and the unseen and explore the earth sound and the otherworldly, all with the purpose of calling forth the maximum you. To learn more about Doc Martin and Maximum Medicine, visit www.SharonMartinMD.com.
Just loving it, everybody. Welcome back. Georgette,
how do people find out about you? How do they talk with you about working with you one-on-one? Give people all that information, because we're going to get right now into this, like, do we really not care what people think about us? But how do people find out about you?
Okay, they can visit my website, georgettelepage.com. There are a whole bunch of things there, the articles that I write, all of the past shows that we've done together here, and the programs that I offer. I also want you to read about me, learn about me and my roller coaster experience with weight loss and how I've found my way. And you can find your way at any time. There's no age on that. And you can work with me. You can sign up there to get more information so we can talk one-on-one and see what fits for you. So, yeah.
Okay. This next area is something you help people with. And it's really important. You know, as a certified coach, as somebody that is in the world helping other people, and especially if you're helping people around body image, losing weight, whatever that is, this is a thing right here. And this is a question I ask everybody to think about before we went to break. Is this true for you? What people think of you is none of your business. Is this true? Do you really believe that? And if you're entertaining it or you're not sure, what Georgette's going to talk about is how confidence, which is so important, and belief in oneself, what role they play, how critical of a factor are they in even achieving our weight loss goals, right? How do you block others? Because let's talk for a minute. I mean, both Serena and Venus, this show is about Serena, both of those women have taken a lot of grief about the way they look. I mean, right? I mean, any time they get on a court, somebody got something to say about how much. You know, it's so funny we're talking about this. I had a friend of mine text me and ask me if I saw, I don't know, I guess there was a short interview with Denzel Washington. And not even talking about what the interview was, the question was, did you see how much weight Denzel gained? And I'm like, no, I don't really look at Denzel. I don't really look at how much weight people gain. Holy cow. Tell us about this, Serena Williams, and what did she have to overcome, especially about this, her body, and unconventional ways, right?
Right, right.
And the haters.
Yeah, there you go. And they're out there, and that's not going to change. So what has to change is the way that you handle them. And some of them are people that you know and love. And we'll talk about that in a second, too. But, I mean, I just remember, you know, both Serena and Venus, no matter what they wore to a match, and they had style, they had flair, they did it differently, it was criticized. And so, you know, everything, it didn't matter. It didn't matter if it really looked great. It was, you know, a time for people to criticize them. And maybe, you know, sometimes Serena was criticized for her body size. She was not a stick figure. She didn't look like every other tennis player. And she did not care. She got out there. She wore her outfits. She put her hair the way she wanted. And she was herself. And actually, she ended up making a pretty nice brand for herself that way, which paved the way for other people to stop and think, why do I care so much about what other people think? And so the very first time I heard the quote, what other people think of me is none of my business, It stopped me in my tracks, because I am a person who used to care so much about what other people thought. Mm-hmm. You know, I always did my nails. I always had them a pretty color. And if I didn't one week, what would people think? And it just dawned on me, who cares? I am wasting brain power, which I like to preserve that now a little bit more. So I started really thinking about that. And when you work with other people, that's something that comes up every single time. It's like, what does it matter, you know, what so-and-so thinks about you? Or what does it matter, you know, if you're losing weight and someone else isn't? Because oftentimes when you're making changes, other people who aren't get a little nervous. And so they want to let you know, what they're thinking. And that's not helpful to you. You need to stay in your lane and not worry. Have confidence that what you're doing is for you. It works for you. Like I said in the very first show, there is no one right way to be healthy. There are so many options, from different ways to eat, different ways to move, everything. So you have to pick what works for you and be confident. Believe in yourself that you want this badly enough, and there will be people, no matter if you're famous or not, there will be people that are going to give you their opinions and going to tell you what they think. And it's up to you to, you know, what you do with that, because that will affect your progress.
Let me talk to you about something. You and I talked the other day, and we made up a couple of goals, right? Things that I wanted to implement and change in my life. And so let me tell you how right on you are about this, because each of us have, you know, I was talking to Tracy Lynn in the last hour, each of us have this baggage that we carry that blocks our magic, and especially around our bodies. Mm-hmm. And so consequently, and this is not true for them, but Serena Williams, at a very young age, had a rigorous training program. And when you, I remember the first time I saw her, not as a child, but as an adult. And I just looked and thought to myself, I can't remember the year, but I remember looking at this and saying, wow, I wish I knew her training program. And I thought, what a powerhouse, right? These are my thoughts. Right? Yeah. You know, and Venus as well. You know, I think Venus is taller. Mm-hmm. And I remember them and just thinking, the first time I saw them play doubles together, they played as young people, but then they played as adults. And I remember thinking, I wonder what their training program is. I would love to have that power. I would love to have that strength. Now, that is not what the press came out with and talked about. These were two women that didn't look like other women tennis players. I think maybe one other player came close, Martina Navratilova came close. But these two, powerful presence on the court. And all I kept thinking is, and I tried to find out, what was their training program? What was their training program? And yet, they stayed in true confidence, especially Serena being, let's just call it like it is, second fiddle for a moment. Not anymore. Second fiddle. How did you do it? How do we not listen? Somebody said to me the other day, not knowing what I agreed to do, wow, you're leaving early again. Like I'm the boss, right? But I work a lot. And I did this to myself. I will come in at 7 in the morning, and I'll be the last one here a lot of days. But in order for me to do what you're talking about today, that is not going to work. In order for me to actually do what you're talking about, what Serena did, that level of commitment, right, wanting to be in the best shape of my life by the 4th of July and by my birthday, I can't work from, I can't get up at 5 and stay till 6, right? But a comment like that will stop me from leaving early today. See how vulnerable we are? Now, I caught it, I know it, and then I can do something about it. But we're all that vulnerable. Can you imagine how many social media posts or what somebody needs to say about your haircut? Or, oh my gosh, Georgette, you're not doing your nails? Really? Right? Look at that thumb, everybody. But this is what we need the most help with. Help us here.
Yeah. I mean, I used to do silly things like I love lipstick, and I used to even have to put on lipstick to go to the mailbox. And then one day it hit me, how stupid is that? What? You know, my mailman, I don't even see him. He does not care. Saw him a lot during COVID. I was very excited to see a human being. But you know what? Nobody cares if I didn't put lipstick on. So it was all something I was doing to myself. So nobody else was expecting that. I was setting the bar so high that I really, really cared about those things. And it wasted a lot of time. So once I started just kind of making a list of things that I did not need to be so concerned about, and it didn't matter if I always do this, but now I don't. You know, if you go into work early, for example, and one day you don't, that's when people will say something, and you just have to come up with ways to not care. You know, you're human as well. A good response is, well, I'm just trying to be human like everybody else.
But you know what's really interesting? What shocked me most is that, and this is really, and this is something, every one of us has this, right? Every one of us has this. I never thought that of anybody else. Right. For example, Benny and I have been together. Benny gets in at some ungodly hour, and you know, I think he runs his last show after this one. But it never entered my mind about that. That is a schedule, you know, that works. But there's something underneath, which is my work ethic, which came from my stepmom and my dad. My dad was never home. He was always working. My mom. We all had our, back in the day, you had to get like these working papers. We all had our working papers at 13, I think, or 14, but we were working illegally down at the cigarette factory with my uncle, like very young. But imagine being Serena Williams, holding her head up high.
Yeah.
Isn't that the end game here for all of us? We need to have our own Serena superpower around this, don't we?
I agree. I mean, if you just put yourself in her spot for a second, walk out to the court, you know, at the, say, the French Open, doesn't matter what it is, walk out, all eyes are on you. And that's not really what happens to all of us every day. We don't have that many eyes on us, but get the feeling. And if she can do it, you can do it. If she can go out there and put on her thick skin, and we all want to belong. So in a sense, we all do care, you know, a little bit about what people think, but not to the point, you don't need to the point where it drives what you're doing and it runs the show. That's where you come in. But put yourself in her spot. All eyes are on you, no matter what you do, no matter what mistake you make, whatever great things you do, whatever you wear, however your hair is, your nails, whatever. There are all eyes on you. And you know what? It takes a lot of courage and a lot of confidence. And if she can do it, you can show up every single day for yourself in your own reality, and you can make some changes. And you can really not care about what other people think. And you know what? Chances are, the funniest thing, they're probably not even paying attention. We think everybody's watching. You know, when you walk into a room, yes, people might look, but really, we're kind of all busy.
Yeah.
Sometimes we make things bigger of a deal than mm-hmm. they are. And when you start, you know, tearing down those thoughts a little bit, and you walk with confidence into a room, and you have, you know, you're great with what you look like, you're great with what you have on, or even if you're not great with what you look like, you're there, and you mm-hmm. deserve to be in that room. Your confidence will carry you so far, and it'll make you want to do more to work on yourself.
Yeah. Yeah, I love what we're talking about. Can you just comment on one thing? Benny, I'm going to go ahead and skip the break here for a minute. This is the next thing that you're talking about, and I want to get right to it because I work with women in addiction and recovery, and one of the comments we use is you need to stay in your hula hoop. Right, old school. If you don't know what a hula hoop is, like, you could go ahead and Google that. Benny, I think, even knows what that is. I think he knows what a hula hoop is. But that's an expression, you know, that if you stay in your own hula hoop. Now, what does that mean? You put that hula hoop around you, you'll have a lot of room. And let's talk about what this means to stay in our lane, because Serena Williams, the intensity of focus, man, I am in awe. But every one of us has the ability to do what she did, to be happy, you know, to block out the media, to block out the fan criticism. But talk about what it means to stay in your lane.
Yeah. Stay in your lane is a classic for me. Probably 100% of my clients will hear that by the time we're finished working. And it makes so much sense. I mean, picture yourself driving. You're in a nice, hot, red-hot sports car. You're driving in four lanes of traffic. In order to keep things safe, you need to stay in your lane. You can't be concerned about who's where, you know, on either side of you. Stay in your lane. Stay focused. Pay attention. Be alert. It is the same thing with your goals. It is so much more effective to just really pull it in, focus inward, look at what you have to do, make yourself a plan. You can't just drive anywhere. You gotta follow the lane, gotta stay in it. And really just for your own brain chatter, all that extra that comes up, and for the opinions, unsolicited usually, opinions of other people, just stay focused. And just look forward. Don't look back. We don't drive cars looking backwards, thank goodness. We may glance back every now and then to see how things are. That's it. That's it. We are eyes on the prize forward. And it's the same thing. Keep your confidence forward. Keep your goals forward. Keep reaching in the forward direction. And that's a big difference. Usually we like to all live in the past. We like to think about what didn't work, you know, and think, okay, I'm this age. Let me go back to my 20s. You're not in your 20s. We're right here. So stay focused and really pull it in and, you know, really don't listen to the outside chatter. You'll get compliments. You'll get encouragement. But those are few and far between compared to the criticism and, you know, if you start to eat one way and other people don't, it's threatening to them, even if that's not what you mean. People are looking at themselves like, oh, I'm not doing the work, so she shouldn't be doing the work. And they just get a little scared. So if you look at it that way, but staying in your lane, again, have that visual of being in a car, the most wonderful car you can imagine, you know, and it's a nice sunny day and you're just staying where you're supposed to go.
Mm-hmm.
It makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. I mean, one of the things too that I am really struck by is that doesn't mean that we are not looking at positive feedback that helps us along the way. So I want to be clear about that.
Yeah.
Or feedback that helps us, because nobody was under more of a microscope with feedback than both Venus and Serena Williams.
Right.
Right. And, you know, feedback of all realms, of all places, and yet they had to trust. In Serena's case, she had to trust her dad.
She sure did.
Yeah, even in the face of his instruction being very different than others.
Yeah, absolutely. The feedback.
Talk about that.
Feedback is important, and you do with the feedback what you will. You know, often people will give you constructive criticism or help you, give you more tools. That's wonderful. That's wonderful. Take what you want. Use what you can. But yes, I mean, when I was watching the movie, sometimes, you know, even her dad seemed so harsh and I didn't understand, but I didn't understand until I got to the end and saw what he instilled in his family, those two girls in particular. I didn't quite get that, but I did in the end. So also, you may not understand what people are trying to help you with. That's okay. Soak it in, take it in, and use the part of the feedback, use the part of the information people offer you or give you for what you need. That is certainly, got to always keep growing and learning, totally. I get that. So that's a good point. That's a good point. While you're in your lane, you take in what you need.
Yeah. You know, when you put this all together, it seems like a lot. And let's just really be clear. You know, you did a great way to really lay this out and use Serena Williams as an example, right? Because, you, first of all, I mean, she's in the headlines at the moment. The movie, of course, incredible reviews and so forth and so on. But also, we're getting to know more about her. And she has been somebody that has been in your, you know, your lens, right, has mm-hmm. been in your focus for a really long time before any of this. And I think that what we're talking about today is to know that there are so many things you and I have talked about. And if you look at Serena, right,
she didn't eat the whole pizza at once, right? She had to learn these things along the way. What advice would you have for people listening in prioritizing their action steps?
Yeah, that's a great point. Great point. Nothing happens, and you don't take one bite of you don't eat the whole pan of brownies. You eat one bite. You don't eat at one big thing at one time. You don't tackle one big task at once. Everything is step by step. Have a plan. Decide what you want, where you are, where you're going to go, what's your goal. Write down action steps. No more than one or two a week is what I usually tell my clients. And one mindset goal, too. You really want to start flipping how you think about things, and they go hand in hand with your action steps. But be kind to yourself. Realize that things, you will achieve things if you do things in a very logical order that is manageable, because we don't get things done that are too overwhelming for us. You have to be realistic, because we all live life at the same time. And so when you try to do something new, you have to make room for it. Yeah.
Look, let's take a moment and let people know about what you do, you know, how you are helping people, coaching them through everything we pretty much talked about today, and then reminding people of the world of unlimited possibilities. And, you know, that's really why we're talking about Serena today, you know, because on paper, Serena and Venus were two least likely people, right,
mm-hmm.
to be
yeah.
Venus and Serena Williams the way we know them today, but they are. And so sometimes what we put on paper, so to speak, about our lives isn't the future we see. So please tell people how they can work with you to set that future person up and then take action.
Absolutely. And if you've heard something today here, please know, if things can happen, such big things for people like Serena Williams, of course, with good old-fashioned hard work, it can happen for you. We can work one-on-one. I love working one-on-one with people. I do some groups as well, but mostly one-on-one, because I will hold you accountable. Mm-hmm. I will help guide you. I will listen, and it's like a big puzzle, and you're going to talk your way through everything, and I'm going to help you put the pieces together. So we do work one-on-one. That is a huge way. For you to get accountability and for you to get the guidance and attention that you do need. And you need someone in your corner.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have enough of that nowadays, you know, and people like to be listened to. And that's what we coaches do.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, there's a lot of chance for you. This is a great time. It's spring and the summer's coming, and you'll want to feel as good about yourself as possible on the inside first.
Mm-hmm.
And then on the outside, that's the order that it's best to do.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more. How do we give us the website again, if you don't mind?
Of course, georgettelepage.com. You can find all of my things there and how to get a hold of me and set up a discovery session so that we can get started mm-hmm. and we can get working right away.
Thank you for today. And also thanks to Serena Williams for giving us so much to talk about. What's your personal message, Georgia? What would you like to leave everybody with today?
My message is that you look inward and you decide what you want, and you decide, do you have the confidence? Do you have enough confidence? And if you don't have enough confidence, are you ready to figure out how to get more so that you can be your best self, first on the inside, on the outside, and how you can really start to care about yourself and care less about what other people think. So
you've been listening to Why Wait? Look better, feel better, be your best from the inside out with me, Georgette LePage. Tune in each month as Dr. Pat Vasili and I tackle topics that are often seen as roadblocks for weight loss. Being healthy doesn't have to be hard or impossible. This show leaves you feeling empowered with new strategies and ideas to jumpstart your new health journey. If you're interested in...